720 WGN, thanks for joining us today. It is July 1st. July 1st. 4th of July week. So many people have already started their vacations. We appreciate you joining us. Everyone was anticipating what the Supreme Court would reveal today. And it was all about whether former President Trump has immunity, whether a president has immunity. John Williams had on a great guest, and she called the opinion shocking, incredibly broad, and something that has not been done before. Thought we'd turn to Karen Conti from Conti Dolan, because Karen always puts it in terms we can all understand. Thanks for joining us, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Thank you.
So what did the court say about whether Trump has immunity?
Well, the way I look at it is this. The judges said that there are three different types of acts that a president can take. And that is, number one, non-official acts. Okay, so that would be something like he goes out to dinner in his free time and he gets in a fist fight. And, you know, yes, he can be charged with assault and battery. Because for unofficial acts, the court said, there is no immunity granted a president. Then there are two different types of official acts. If it's an official act that goes to the core of a president's constitutional duties, then the president has absolute immunity, meaning the president can do anything he wants and can never be prosecuted. So what does that mean? Core constitutional duty. That's the constitutional duty to appoint people. It's the constitutional duty to, you know, veto bills, you know, to talk to cabinet members. I really don't understand exactly what it means, but just suffice to say it has to be a core constitutional duty. And then third is that those official acts that are not core constitutional duties, that are things that maybe a president shares with Congress. It's not something that only the president can do. And as to those, they are immune, but a prosecutor can overcome that presumption of immunity by showing that the act was somehow went beyond that person's duties. So again, I'm trying to explain in the way that I understand it, but the way that we're going to understand it is it's going to have to be tested, because these examples have to have some concrete facts behind them to make them really understandable.
I have a feeling this is going to, you know, as we progress through this world and through the upcoming years, if this comes up again, we're going to see it bounce from court to court. Are we not?
Well, you know, I hope this doesn't happen very often. I hope the president doesn't get prosecuted. I hope that people don't prosecute presidents, and it's not necessary. And it hasn't been necessary in our entire country's history, really. For the most part, there hasn't been any of these issues. And there was a little bit of an issue with Nixon, you know, for producing documents during Watergate, but he was pardoned, so that didn't have to happen. And here's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that, taken to its illogical conclusion, that if a president is doing something that is an official act and decides that he wants to, as an example, shoot somebody because that person is an enemy and take out a gun and just shoot somebody, then that could conceivably be something that can't be prosecuted. And that seems to me to be absolutely wrong, because that encourages the president to start doing rogue things. And that's not what we really want him or her to do.
Does that mean that Biden can go buck wild right now?
Right. You know, or even just something simple like this. If Biden is getting ready to give out an ambassadorship to China and he wants to take a bribe to put you in that ambassadorship, that would be a core constitutional duty and he wouldn't be prosecuted for it. But how does that make it right? How is that possibly right under anyone's circumstances?
That does not seem right at all. So how does this decision now apply to the charges in the election interference case?
Well, the case is going to go back to the court, the federal court in Washington, and that judge is going to have to determine which one of these things are official acts, which ones are core constitutional powers versus that in intermediate type of thing. And then the court is going to have to determine which one of these allegations survives and goes to trial. And what's going to happen is, no matter what decision the judge makes, guess what? Either party or both parties are going to object and appeal, and then it's going to maybe wind its way back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So I think that we're going to see a massive delay of this case. There's no way it's going to be tried before the election. And then, you know, we look at the other two cases that are pending, the confidential documents case. And I think Trump is going to pull out this decision and say, listen, I was exercising my core constitutional duties as president to remove documents from the White House. Now, that doesn't pass muster with my analysis, but that's what he's going to argue.
Yeah, so it just seems like anything they do or have done, they will be covered with immunity, which just puts them above the law. Look, we know they have the highest position in the land, but nonetheless, there seems to be some rules that should apply.
I agree. And, you know, the conservative majority really focused on, wow, we have to give the president so much leeway do all the things he has to do because he is the executive branch and there's a separation of powers and you can't have the executive branch turning on itself and prosecuting. On the other hand, the liberal justices were more concerned with the opposite, which is you don't want a president to be thinking they're above the law. You don't want a president to be taking illegal actions and to mask and cloak themselves with this idea that they're protected from doing anything they want. And, you know, I mean, if you're going to err on one side, I think I'd rather protect our country from rogue presidents rather than worrying about them having limited rights. I don't know. That's just me. But
No, I think there's plenty of us that feel that way because we don't know 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you know, who will be in that office, who gets voted in, what they might do. So how important is this case in history?
I think it's really important because if we elect people who are inclined to push the boundaries, and we've had presidents like that, then this gives them free rein. This gives them free rein to do whatever they want, you know, and I think it's astonishing and I think it's scary. Now, again, let's see what happens. It could be that when these cases get decided on the federal level, on the trial level, that the judges determine what's a core constitutional duty and what isn't. And, you know, maybe that the facts are going to play out and allow these prosecutions to happen. But the wording of the Supreme Court, as it stands right now, is concerning to me.
It seems to me that the Congress would have some control until you're a lame duck, right? I mean, there's still the threat of impeachment, but when you're going in on your final months in office or your last 2 years in office after two terms, there are no repercussions. There would be none.
Well, that's right, and we all know impeachment is political. You know, so let's say that, you know, there's a majority of Republicans in Congress, you know, Trump can do whatever he wants, and he's not going to be impeached. And the opposite would be true. He could be impeached by a very liberal Congress for doing things that really aren't impeachable or that aren't, you know, that bad. So, you know, we've always had this political pull here that, you know, prosecutors can be political, people can be political, but we always have managed to get by without having presidents take criminal actions and not be, you know, and not feel like there's a ramification. So I think this really just, it arms a president with power that's just too much.
Someone, one of our texters said they feel like the Supreme Court keeps making up laws as they go along because there's nothing in the Constitution that grants a president immunity.
That's true. And they base it on the separation of powers, which I don't see how they get from the separation of powers clause to a president can't be prosecuted if he commits a crime. It astonishes me because we all have that adage in our head that nobody is above the law, nobody. And I think one of the justices said that really makes the president into a king these days. That's now what that these powers give to the president.
Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
Thanks, Lisa.
Karen Conti, Conti and Dolan. She's an attorney at law, and she has a show every weekend on WGN where you can call in, have a conversation with her, ask some questions. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.